Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine. I am the founder of Geode Blockchain and a guide for your personal journey. If you like what you hear today, check out the links in the description to find out where you can get my books, book time with me directly, get involved in Geode Blockchain and all the things. Today we're going to be talking about Geode Blockchain's long-term vision and why, because we actually have one. And I know that's not terribly common in the blockchain space, but when I say long-term, I'm talking about not just 5, 10, 15 years, but 20, 30, 50-year vision of what we want Geode Blockchain to be. So we're going to be talking about why we even bother to think that far out, what we want to do with that time, and how it is that we've managed to have such a long runway that we know we can even plan out that long. So we'll be talking about all those things today. So let's get into it. Geode's long-term vision. Let's start with why we bother to have a long-term vision. So because Geode's major purpose is to empower the individual and to empower communities of individuals worldwide, it's a much larger, more humanitarian style purpose. If we can set people free economically and in any other way that we can, then that's what we're here to do. So that's our primary mission, is to create the kind of environment in the blockchain, decentralized environment is perfect for that, that allows people to take back their economic freedom. And then create the kind of apps that really help them do it. Those are the tools to do it. Apps like a marketplace, social, private messaging, and others. And I'll do other videos on the specific apps. You can go explore them yourself at geodechain.com. So that's our big mission, is to empower people to take back their economic freedom and let's see what they do with it, and to do that worldwide. So because it's a larger, more humanity scale purpose and mission, that's why we have to take a longer term view. And Geode's coming at it from a pretty different angle. That's why I always use the hashtag not your average crypto. We've got this long term vision. We're patient and we're willing to wait. So we don't hype the coin. We do hype the apps and what the system can do for people by setting them free economically and helping them take their power back as an individual. But we're kind of coming at it in a similar way that Bitcoin did all those years ago. It's just people telling people who were already in, getting other people in, spreading the word just amongst individuals. So we have to take a long-term view. We have to be very patient. We're not trying to go viral. We're not trying to pump and dump. We're not trying to, and all that stuff that 99% of other projects out there are doing. We took no investment. It is entirely volunteer developed, volunteer maintained. And so we really don't need money to keep it going. So we can keep it going for more than 50 years. We can just keep it going forever. And I absolutely love that. And it's the same way that Bitcoin started. And that's how we've chosen to start. So that's why we take the long-term view. And so initially, step one is we're becoming known as the chain for practical, useful apps. No cartoon monkeys here yet. But the stuff that's actually demonstrating and capturing real value. You know, I was kind of in Warren Buffett's corner when he was talking about, hey, this crypto has got no real value behind it. And you know what? For the most part, he was right. And that's part of why we built Geode. So we wanted to be capturing real value, the value of your time, the value of your attention, the value of the things that you create and that you make, the things that people want to buy and sell. This is real value. And we want people to be able to monetize it for themselves. So we created that. And that's step one of the vision, is to become known as the chain where really valuable things are happening and real economic freedom for individuals is found. But that's just step one. And I think that'll be our focus for about the first 5 years, 5 to 10 years. After that, I see the future of the internet as thousands of interconnected chains, and I'm going to put geode right at the center of it. So what's needed are a set of apps that give us the ability to not only connect with other chains, and really this technology, bridging technology, is it's coming along nicely, but I don't feel like we're quite there yet as of this recording. But to be able to bridge with other chains, not just to send transactions, but what I plan to do is actually make geode the hub where people can come and not only find what apps and utilities and capabilities are on other chains, but actually then go use them all from within the geode ecosystem. So that's a very exciting concept, to be the hub of the Internet of Chains, to be the Google of the Internet of Chains, right? There's sort of a search concept, but then there's also a use them from right in their concept. So it's kind of a mix between the Google and the Apple of the Internet of Chains. That's step two. And that's going to be somewhere between the 10-year time frame and the 15-year time frame. Looking out beyond that, if we get that far, the third thing we want to do is start providing people around the world with affordable chain-ready hardware. What does that mean? So what that means is, so for example, right now, to run a node, you need a laptop or a desktop or a virtual machine. And connecting wallets can be somewhat arduous on mobile, but we're also, it's getting there, the technology is coming along. What I want to be able to do is to put out really affordable, and I mean really affordable, not like this, but this is mine, but I want to be able to put out incredibly affordable devices, phones, tablets, sort of in that size range, also small computing boxes along the lines of a Mac Mini, but actually affordable, that are already preset up to function as nodes in the chain environment, to tap into, you know, all the apps and the front ends that are already there, so that node setup is quick and easy, and that's the basic kind of thing, right? Where the device is already set up Web3 friendly and blockchain friendly, you know, ready for decentralized systems to make that easier to use. Because right now they're really not. And the answer is partly in the software. And the answer for ease of use is partly in the hardware. And so step three for us is going to be hardware. And that's really, it's a really exciting vision, because I think if we think about all the ways that we can really set people free, if we think about all the ways that we can help people take their power back, it's mostly about the economic freedom, but it's also about the creative freedom. It's about freedom of speech. It's about a lot of different freedoms. And technology is just a mechanism for bringing that to humanity. And that's our long-term vision. And that's what we're planning to do with this nice, really long runway that geode has. And we wouldn't have that runway if we had not approached this project in the way that we did. Most projects, right up front, assume that they have to have investors. We decided right up front that we were going to do this with no money. And it was really interesting, because when I spoke with people, they would all say, oh, well, it takes $1 million or $1.5 million or $2 million to launch a chain. Well, I just did it with nothing. And it's a fabulous, beautiful, stable chain. And I'm so proud of our community that has put it together, an all-volunteer community of real people who actually talk and are beautifully connected. And this thing that we have built is so amazing. If you want to get involved, there are so many ways. You can be a geode user. You can be a validator node. You can be a nominator. That's another way to stake and be involved. You can get involved with the council and the governance, with community building, with our grassroots leadership tree. So many things. So follow the links in the notes. Let me know how you want to get involved. But that's Geode's long-term vision and one that we will hope you will be a part of. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you next time.